Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
The correct price of an ice cream cone with chocolate flake. The number of problems Jay-Z has. The number of red balloons floating in the summer sky. The bus from Woolwich High Street to Bexley Heath Shopping Centre. And the total number of episodes of the UK Tech Weekly podcast until now. Welcome, listener, to episode 100. It's been a whirlwind couple of years with highs and lows, laughter and tears, enthusiasm and extreme tardiness. But here we are at a probably meaningless milestone, and we intend to celebrate it with an insane one-time-only format. I'm Henry Burrell, and I'm delighted to be joined in conversation by more colleagues than normal. So we have Tamlin McGee.
Hey.
Charlotte G.
Hello.
Scott Carey.
Hello.
Karen Kahn.
Hi.
And Christina Mercer.
Hello.
The format, right, bear with us. We've taken one topic from each of the last 99 episodes. Each topic will receive 30 seconds of attention, making a minimum 50-minute recording. Everyone is very nervous. I know what all the topics are, and technically everyone here has talked about at least quite a few of them, having appeared on each of the 99 episodes. But the squad do not know the specific topics I've picked. There is absolutely no reason to be worried about what is about to happen. We will break at 50 for a word from our sponsors and halftime oranges. So, how are you feeling about this stupid idea?
I'm genuinely nervous.
Yeah, there's nothing like someone saying you don't need to be worried while looking at you in the eyes that makes you feel...
Don't worry,
why have you got
Charlotte.
Such a menacing look in your eyes?
We have 99 topics and we're informed of none.
Exactly. Nice.
I was on maternity leave for one of the years
as well. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Karen can... You got the second half. and we've only got two mics, so if this sounds dodgy, not my fault.
Yeah. No.
Right, okay. We've got a clock that's going to count down. Each time it beeps, I will then introduce a new topic.
Are you going to shout out the app? I feel like you should after all this work.
I'll shout out the app. It's called, I don't know if it's meant to be called SIT or just S-I-T.
Yeah.
But it's called SIT. And I think it's for like people who do crunches and like, you know,
for podcasts that want to do 100 topics in 50 minutes.
For that, it is perfect. And you don't have to have a paid tier. It's brilliant.
Excellent.
Shout out to that on iOS. Right. I know you're not ready, so I'm not going to ask.
Oh, the countdown.
Ready for your first topic? What does everyone think about bricked iPhones?
Oh, God, this was episode one, wasn't it?
Episode one. Yeah. How do you feel?
Is it still
have you
an
ever
issue?
Bricked your iPhone?
No, I've never done
was
that.
Was this the code?
I don't know about
the thing that bricked
52 or something. And I think this is something that happened while I was on maternity leave. But I think it was because there was an update to iOS 9.
Okay.
And
sounds good. 10 seconds.
Basically, what was happening was people were their Touch ID stopped working if they'd had a third party repair. And third party repair
was
Apple products.
Yeah,
is the
don't
problem.
Do third party.
Don't do that.
Mobile World Congress. Who's been? Anyone been?
Yep. Never been.
What do you think of it?
Chaotic. It's mostly running between various warehouses.
Oh god.
And trying not to have your stuff nicked because, of course, in Barcelona, it's only a civic crime to nick stuff.
It's a bad pickpocketing problem. Lots
we're
of major phones coming
by
out.
Visit Barcelona.
No, we're not. Lovely city, ruined by all of us going there every February.
Yeah.
So we apologise about that. Good place for new phones. Good B2B stuff there.
Not really.
No.
So okay. Don't bother.
Well, a ringing endorsement. So we're going to switch it up now. Sex robots. Would you buy one?
No. I actually nearly said yes then.
Did
and
you?
Then I, and then I wrote back.
It is a black and white kind of question.
Yeah, it kind of is. No, probably not, because they're not actually particularly advanced. I'm going to wait until they get really good.
I enjoyed in the new Blade Runner when everyone was like, oh, it's about time that the women got their own version of a sex robot, because...
progress.
most male sex robots are crap. They're essentially a dildo with a male body attached to it that doesn't do anything.
That is a soundbite for you there. The HTC Vive. Christina, you nearly threw up wearing one.
Yeah, I used that. I did the F1 game on it, and I drove like head first.
Purposefully
drove as hard as I could into a wall, and I felt like sick all day, and I felt like I've actually been in a crash.
So it's the most immersive virtual reality that we've experienced.
That
in
actually
the
is a ringing endorsement.
Yeah,
it was very good.
Yeah, it works. It was stupidity as well.
Have you guys played on the Vive?
I once played a game where I had to shoot some people.
Next time it's in, we'll let you know. But now I want to know e-books or real books.
Real books.
Both, depending on what I'm doing or where I am at the time.
You're going to fight for the e-corner.
I like the backlit thing so I can read in bed without having the light on sometimes. Yep.
I like not having to have loads of books in my bag. I just have my phone and I'll read books.
But real books are lovely.
Yeah, you can't sniff a Kindle, can you?
Tamlin, do you like real books?
Yeah.
Scott?
Books are good boys.
They are good boys.
Yeah, we like books. All books.
Who knows anything about AlphaGo?
I do. Yeah, this was DeepMind's AI program that beat Lisa Dole, who was the world champion Go player, which is an ancient Chinese board game.
That is correct.
And it's a lot harder for AI to learn how to play Go than it is for chess, so this was a huge sort of step change in AI development.
But wasn't AlphaGo beaten recently by DeepMind?
Yeah, they developed, they basically pit them against each other and then beat their own
with different
program.
Setups.
Yeah. That was really cool.
He was well under pressure.
Raspberry Pi?
Delicious.
Does anyone really know about it? British company?
Yeah, they're a charity, and I think it's really good. So they have a monthly magazine that gives teachers, and then they give out Raspberry Pis, and obviously they're in like 25 quid anyway to buy. So it's a really cheap way of getting kids into coding and programming.
It's a microchip
It's a single board computer, sorry.
Good for piracy.
Yeah, also.
Get your torrents on your Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christina. Do you remember Microsoft's chatbot, Tay?
The Nazi.
The Nazi, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long was she online?
Does anyone remember what race Tay was particularly not pleasant about?
Cannot remember.
No.
There was a great tweet that was like, someone was like, what do you feel about genocide? And she said, oh, I'm not sure. And then she went, oh, I'm all for it. And then someone said, of what race? And she said, you know me, Mexicans.
Oh, my God.
I hate how we all just went, oh, the Nazi.
Yeah, that happens.
So it's learnt from Twitter. So Twitter's a very racist place. Li-Fi.
Li-Fi is a beautiful thing. It means you can, instead of using radio wave, which Wi-Fi runs on, you use visible light waves. And it basically makes your LED light bulb a router. It's meant to be up to 100 times faster than normal Wi-Fi.
Okay, so does it work?
We can't. It's not been well. Yes or no? No, mainly, but a bit yes.
So your Wi-Fi is good if you sit under a lamp.
Yeah, you've got to have the lamp on.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like this might be a quieter one. The smartphone, the HTC 10.
Successor to the 9.
Successor to the 1M9.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Christina might know it because we went to the launch of it where they had particularly good pork.
They had mac and cheese with gammon in it.
Oh, gammon
and
cheese.
This was before the appropriation of the word gammon for that particular reason.
Yeah.
Good phone. Kind of the last great phone that HTC made. I know none of you know anything about the ones they've made since.
Well, they're in trouble now, aren't they?
They are in trouble, and they've sold a lot of... it's not sold. People to Google. People trafficking. No, the next one is dating apps. Do you use them?
Oh, Scott.
Scott gets the reputation of dating apps, but he's actually in quite a long-term relationship, so I don't know how it's
My last dating app experience was 4 years ago. I definitely used dating apps at the time when they were really booming in popularity.
We're talking Tinder here.
Hit. My friends now all use Hinge.
Yeah, Hinge. Yes. My friends use Hinge.
Bumble is quite... a lot of people...
Apparently Bumble's not doing that well.
Yeah,
here.
They've moved on from
But they're doing
now.
Well in my friendship.
All right, sorry. Facebook's Q1 2016 financial results.
Oh, my Lord.
Was this this is before they had the really bad financial results.
Pre-Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
This is 2016
quite,
Q1,
they were probably
anyone
quite
remember?
Good.
No. Banality of evil as opposed to actual evil.
Yeah. Probably. Funny that Zuckerberg said something a bit weird rather than actually doing a crime.
Yeah. So they
simpler
were probably
times.
Good.
I'm guessing this was just when they were going absolute great guns financially and they were starting to dominate the mobile ad market.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. So we move next week to Bitcoin.
Yes.
When it was still like, will it be a bubble? Will it not be a bubble?
How do we This was simpler times. This was when people were just getting sinking rich off Bitcoin and everyone was thought that it was.
It wasn't using like the entire energy consumption of the country of Canada or whatever it's using now.
The thing about Bitcoin I find that's still interesting is that we still don't really know who invented it.
No.
But it had been through like a series of bubbles by that point already.
It had.
So like it was already obviously volatile.
Here to stay for some people.
A little Bitcoin.
What about graphics cards? How do we feel about them? There was a lot of early episodes of graphics card madness. I, for one, have no idea.
Was this when Chris was here?
Yeah, this is when Chris was here.
This is Chris, who knew what he was talking about. You need them, but we don't think about them that much.
No.
They're important in Macs, Karen?
Well, Apple's recently made it so you can have external graphics cards with your Mac.
There we go, we
so
have one sitting there.
I'm looking at
that
it.
That is an EGPU.
Also, I think they've been like subsumed since then by TPUs and other sort of...
We have no time for that opinion. I'm sorry. what is your opinion on man buns?
Oh, not for man buns. Who has a man bun in tech?
I mean, there are a few people. There are a few. Yeah.
You see, there's detachable man buns you can add on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't really mind. I mean, if people want to have a man bun, they can.
So is that if you just want to go to a wedding with a man bun?
Yeah,
and
you just sort of like clip it on.
There's no one in tech with a man bun, is there?
I don't know. I do know some people in tech with man buns.
There was a WWDC keynote with a scarf man. Became very popular. And I'm pretty sure he
potentially had the bun.
Yeah, so...
The death of hoverboards as a consumer product...
Yeah.
Or the fact they never really existed.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they were kind of, it wasn't really sort of legal to use them in public.
We were such
which
losers.
Kind of,
we were like, no, illegal, banned, not allowed.
We were hoverboard knots.
Literally, yeah. So annoying.
Would you buy one, though, if you could? Like the little platforms with the wheels?
I don't know. Like a real Back to the Future style one or the crap one?
The actual one.
I'd buy a real one.
Yeah.
Not one of the ones that are on sale now.
Okay. Well, something else that we don't really see much of now, Windows phones.
Yeah.
No. Anyone ever own one?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, rats, well.
What did you think of them, Henry?
I thought it was an underappreciated user interface.
Henry also loves BlackBerry.
Do they have a start button on them?
Yes, it's in the home button is that. Well, actually, it acts as a home button, so it's not a start. But the menu looks like Windows 10.
No way.
Mm. Yeah.
That was such a Henry opinion came out with there.
Dark. It did a lot of things before its time, guys.
Yeah.
It was Microsoft's fault for not appreciating its developer community. Karen, do you remember what happened at WWC 2016?
No, because I was on maternity.
There you go.
But...
was it the 9.7-inch iPad Pro? And the iPhone SE.
Yes.
No, I haven't written it down.
This is in his head.
iPhone SE. Interesting, because everyone still wants to have a new iPhone SE, and it might not ever come back.
Yeah,
I think it's a great phone.
Yeah. They're looking to be discontinued now, right? Because we're going to get smaller.
Which means no more small iPhone option. And you know, that's sad.
People care about that sort of thing. Do you guys use LinkedIn?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I wish people could stop sliding into my DMs. Unless they're actually offering me a job, in which case they can do that.
Okay. And which they have done recently.
Okay. But no, in all seriousness, I get a lot of people messaging me on LinkedIn. It actually really annoys me because I never respond and ignore it. And it's like, just find my email address and email me.
Do you use it just for your own personal profile, guys? Or do you like actually engage with the community?
Tamlin's LinkedIn says that he's still doing the job that he was doing quite some time ago. Don't ask me why.
LinkedIn's just saying you do when you're looking for a new job, isn't it?
Mark Zuckerberg's webcam.
Covered up with a bit of tape, isn't it? Yeah, he doesn't like being spied on, which is ironic.
Malwarebytes gave me a webcam cover-up. Very nice of them.
Do you use it?
No.
10 years ago, you'd have been called crazy by covering your webcam up, but now they can watch you, can't they?
Yeah.
There's the bit in the Snowden movie which really freaked me out, where they're basically just watching everyone's webcams.
Yeah, that is freaky.
Windows 10, you might use a laptop with that on, with your webcam covered up.
Actually, a big fan of Windows 10.
Yeah, like it.
Yeah. I think it's like the best Windows.
Much better than Windows 8.
Aside from like all the spyware that's like bundled into it, you can't actually turn off and get rid of.
And if you're ever wondering how to upgrade to Windows 10 or, you know, how to configure Windows 10, the Computer World UK has lots of great resources.
That's tech advice.
Okay. No, I've heard tech advice.
Not competition. Tech World doesn't.
I'm outnumbered, so I will let us continue. Who played Pokemon Go?
I'll tell you who plays Pokemon Go. Apparently, more people have Pokemon Go installed than Uber.
Whoa.
This is a stat that I saw yesterday. So apparently, still a lot more people than you would think. There's my hot take.
I saw an article the other day where a man in Japan, I think, had a bicycle with about 20 phones sellotaped to the front of it. We were just going around Japan catching all the Pokemon.
That is amazing.
Got to catch them all.
Clearly. I think you
must have played it.
No, it wasn't my thing.
I think I installed it because everyone was talking about it, but
yeah.
I never actually played it.
It's going to drain your battery. Brexit.
Oh my this, God.
Episode 23 was the first time we discussed Brexit.
Okay, can it's we terrible, not, can shouldn't we, happen. Can we maybe, like, not... Oh, God, no.
So 77 episodes later and we still have no idea what the hell is happening. Yeah.
No.
This would have been about June 2016.
I'm not going to say anything in case my dad's listening. Dad, stop having such shit opinions on Brexit.
Anyone want to guess if it's going to go well?
Probably not.
We'll still be talking about it, episode 200, I'm sure.
Start stockpiling food.
Probably. Slightly more niche now, B2B, SoftBank acquires Arm.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was ridiculous because at the time the UK government was saying, oh, we need to big up British tech, blah, blah, blah. But Arm, like arguably the biggest British tech company, was sold to a Japanese conglomerate. And that was cited in one of the budgets as being like this amazing thing for British tech. But obviously all the IP is in Japan now. So,
yeah,
so, dumb.
tech is in a lot of phones as well. So,
yeah,
helps.
Yeah.
Don't have anything else to say except the following week, Verizon buys Yahoo.
Oh yeah. Yahoo.
Did they buy? Yeah, they bought the web part of Yahoo.
You got discounted as well.
For not a lot of money.
Was that before or after Marissa Mayer left?
Marissa stuck around for about 6 months as like a board member, and then she left.
Okay.
But this was also before the full details of the breach came out.
Oh, yes.
Because Verizon eventually paid less than they initially agreed to pay because of the biggest data breach of all time.
Instagram stories.
Love them.
Use them?
Yeah.
I remember we talked about them and we were like, oh, is this going to kill Snapchat? And the answer that we now know is yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Snapchat is rubbish. Instagram stories is great.
What do you Instagram really story often?
Mainly the going to the pub, what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know, you Instagram story a lot about dogs.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Babies.
Good content.
Fitbits.
Yeah.
Fitbits. Fuck you. who remembers the game No Man's Sky?
Oh, yeah. Apparently it's back.
So they brought it back because they released it and it was, I've forgotten what's it called when the universe invents itself. There's a word for it.
Yeah, it was like self-propagating.
That's the word. Yeah, yeah. No one played it. It was really bad. There was nothing to do. Lewis knows much about
this. Yeah, Lewis should be here for this.
Yeah, people were just sort of floating around in space and losing interest. But apparently they've sort of brought out an update now where it's a little bit more sort of playable.
There's lots of like fictionalized world building and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
nice.
Hacking a plane.
Oh yeah, Tamlin.
You can do it in theory, along with all other sorts of transport methods I've found out since.
Can you hack a hoverboard?
Hack a hoverboard, probably anything with electronics in, probably. Canoes, maybe not so much because they're made of wood.
So you're suggesting we should all travel by canoe?
I mean,
after Brexit.
Yeah, after Brexit.
We will be anyway. Great attempts for the canoe version. you can. Possibly.
Possibly. Maybe. Probably. Hopefully not. Yeah. Even I can't remember Android Nougat and what it brought. So can you think of a better thing that Google could have called an N?
No, but I do want to talk about what they've called
That's
their new one.
Terrible.
Because it's terrible. We were asking, what's it going to be? Because
it was a P.
And we were like, is it going to be peanut butter or something like...
Pistachio ice cream.
Pistachio and what was it?
I don't know. It's now Android Pie.
That's awful.
That is awful.
That's awful.
That is...
Obviously, we think, you know, chicken and steak and whatever, but they're talking like pecan pie.
This is the second time today we've talked about the difference between meat pie and
pork
fruit pie.
It's good. Amazon Dash buttons.
Stupid.
So silly. No one uses
Christina,
them.
What are they?
They're these buttons that you put in your house, like above your loo, and then you say you need loo roll. You press it, and then in 2 to 3 days, you'll have a loo roll. It's so stupid. And it orders it from Amazon for you and charges you.
How could someone think that's good? You can now get them
integrated in the Amazon app, though. So when you can actually just buy things, you get a lot of.
But it's weird. There was like a physical button you could like put on your shelf.
Yeah.
And be like,
you had to buy the buttons as well.
And direct line to impoverished warehouse
one.
Yeah.
Here you go. iPhone 7. Was launched with no headphone jack.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Courage.
Yeah, it's described as courage. It's an iPhone that's still sold as well. It seems to be one of the most popular models.
And you know, nowadays everyone has wireless like headphones, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, headphones are annoying when they've got a cable and they like get all that feedback.
Yeah.
Sound. So
I've gone wireless.
Maybe it's not such a big deal.
Apple's done really well to just stop people making lightning adapters as well.
Yeah,
they've got a bit of a stranglehold on.
Oh well, Yeah, and I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to now.
Natural selection.
Oh gosh.
I can't remember why we discussed it. It was a quick
natural selection.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
Not great, really.
No.
Yeah. I feel better about it than I do about...
Well, unnatural selection.
Yeah. Are we talking about...
Off what?
Evolution.
Yeah, I presume so. I couldn't really find any more details. I couldn't listen to all of these episodes. No.
It's probably good, but not taken to its logical extreme.
Good. We're on the fence. Do you remember when the Galaxy Note 7 exploded?
Yes.
And you can take it on planes.
You still get on planes now, and they'll be like, if you've got a Galaxy phone or a Samsung phone, we need to check. Please, we need to check.
How do they recover from that? It seems like...
Because the Note 9, it's the phone I've got for review right now, and it hasn't affected Samsung
explode.
At all. Yeah,
it's in my pocket. It's not exploded yet. That was crazy that they came back from a global recall of their major smartphone.
Yeah, but they had that advert with that really good song.
Yes, to give the people what they want. That's a great song.
People are idiots, such as Peter Thiel and his blood transfusions.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, he's
using
vampire.
The blood of younger people to make himself look better. And then I said this to my other half the other day, and he went, "Yeah, but he does look good, doesn't he?" So Dan's now considering blood transfusions.
He doesn't look good.
He
doesn't. Dan's just
also, you never see him outside in the daytime, do you?
No. Well, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah,
it's because he's a vampire.
Well,
he hangs upside down when he goes to sleep. You know, he's. Yeah. Or does he see the coffins?
I think you're getting confused with bats.
No, I think I am.
The original Google Pixel phone was announced around episode 35. Good phone, strong phone, being superseded now. Pixel 3 is coming out probably in October. But yeah, the original was the first time Google had done... Well, no one else has anything. I'm just looking at this incredibly slow 14 seconds I have left. It's good. I mean, they could
have done
better. Google Photos, that's an app.
Yeah.
Made by the same company. What are the Google things you like? I mean, Google.com.
Google.com,
better than Pixel. Who's been to Dreamforce?
I have.
Scott's been a lot of times.
Any good?
Ozzy Osbourne played once? Probably the biggest tech conference in Silicon Valley.
Is it disgusting?
It's very different to normal like techie developer conferences because it's Salesforce, so it's very much like salesy people. So you've got a lot of people in suits cutting deals, shaking hands. There's a lot of like fluffy mascots, and they get crazy bands like U2, Lenny Kravitz.
Crazy bands.
Enjoy that
like
one. Can't remember which one it was, but new MacBooks sometimes come out. Which MacBooks are we going to get soon? Do you think, Karen?
I reckon we're soon going to get... there's this rumour. The interesting one is the 13-inch, which could be a new MacBook or a new MacBook Air. Rumour has it that there's going to be a low-cost Mac laptop coming out soon. So
low-cost in Apple terms.
Yeah, in Apple terms. So that means for less than a grand,
And
yeah, we could be looking at September or October for
that. The MacBook Air design will finally pass into myth.
Yeah.
David and Scott look like knives.
Oh, they do.
They so you look like knives.
Yeah, they have sharp features.
Shing.
And personality.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently in episode 38, it was enough to be mentioned in the intro.
Right.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Matt also said, introduced me as like a knife through hot butter in episode 6.
Yes. There's been a lot of knife references. I'm actually doing a speech on Friday when I leave IDG where I may refer to some knives. At some point. So look forward to that.
Night of the Long Knives.
Yeah. Microsoft Teams. Microsoft Teams is like Slack.
Yeah. Yes, but has it taken off?
No, so I remember why we talked about this, because Teams, basically when it came out, Slack took out a whole page ad in the New York Times saying, nice of you to enter the market. We welcome competition. It just fell very ill-advised. And to be honest, Slack got a funding round yesterday which valued them at $7 billion. So they're doing
I think
fine.
They're doing better than Microsoft Teams.
The Tesco bank hack, do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah. But something else so got many. Hacked today. Who got hacked today?
Superdrug.
Right. Hacked. Is that bad or was that normal?
I don't have a card for them.
It's just so normal that it's not even really news anymore.
No.
My credit card's been compromised for the second time this hour.
Yes, yeah.
What's the people could be fearful for having a Superdrug card? Because it's not linked to money, is it?
All your rewards?
Big data.
Someone might nick all your might buy lipstick for cheaper than they would normally.
You'll get Love Island
sponsorship. WhatsApp encryption and the government being opposed to it.
Well, they don't need to worry because they're clearly undermining the encryption in WhatsApp anyway.
Yeah, and also in 30 seconds, like the government just don't know what encryption is.
Yeah, and she didn't know at all.
Who went on the marsh?
Hashing.
Although, I mean, Theresa May's also said some very, very silly things about technology, but now it's all fine because Jeremy Wright's in charge. Head of him?
Jeremy Wright.
Yep. Oh, Jeremy Wright. What a great guy.
Maybe you can cheer yourself up by buying something on Black Friday. How do you feel about Black Friday?
Stresses me out.
Yeah. I did get a really good deal on a PlayStation, though. So that's
I got a Nintendo Switch last year. Karen, have you ever bought anything on Black Friday?
I was going to say that I think a lot of the time, Black Friday, all these deals and Amazon Prime Day deals, quite often it's like slightly inflated what they say the discount is. And I think people rush out to buy things because they think they're getting a discount.
It sounds like the name of a massacre or something.
Black Friday does. Yeah. Do you remember Black Friday? Yeah. Really hundreds of people got killed.
Procedural generation is the topic we discussed in 43, which I think is how they did No Man's Sky, right? Procedural generation.
Oh, that makes more sense than what I was thinking. Like generation procedural.
That's probably what we'll be called one day.
After the millennials, well, the procedural generation. They really wanted to follow those rules.
Generation compliance.
Z, exactly.
Is it Z now?
Love CSI.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Well, if it's Generation Z, you go back to A.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently Alpha's the next one.
Charlotte loves it. It's Pebble smartwatches.
Oh yeah, I do.
Are they finished now? I thought they were finished.
Fitbit bought them, and then they killed the thing I love because
the software is no longer supported. So one day your watch will stop working.
But I'm going to have to buy Fitbit at some point.
Yeah.
I know that it's going to have to happen, and when I do, I will come straight to you, Henry, for advice. Yep. Yeah. No, I absolutely love my Pebble. It's brilliant. I don't like to go on about tech gadgets because it can. But it's what I will go on about. It's
fully
great.
In the shade right now. Social responsibility. Who has it? Who abuses it?
Oh. Well, I think Facebook have proved that they don't take a huge amount of social responsibility.
Facebook and my mum,
And Google and Amazon. Yeah. And also all the tech companies that are above the size of like 10 people.
All of them, pretty much. Apple, quite good in terms of supply chain. Mm. On paper.
And they're quite good at not spying on you.
Yeah, I mean, they make a big deal out of the fact that they don't, and they don't collect data and will keep it.
They would
have
say
it in any way identifiable.
They have to say
but,
that.
Yeah, it's their story.
Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
Good film.
Yeah. My favourite of the new ones.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah, it was good.
She's never seen a Star Wars film.
Never.
Whoa. Rogue One was the one that got completely reshot and rewritten, wasn't it?
Right.
Because it was the Welsh director, and then he got taken off it, and they recut the ending and like reshot like loads of it. But actually, the end product was pretty good. I thought it was a good film.
Star Wars with Maoism, what's not to like?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Four to go until we break. What is the best war tech?
The best. Yeah, interesting.
Well, it was war tech, but I just put
best. There's actually
best
a UN committee meeting this week or next week that is going to be discussing the parameters for the use of artificial intelligence within conflict. So it is something that we probably need to think about.
Hasn't everyone been saying that the Chinese are going to be miles ahead of us on this anyway?
Yeah, well, they will.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So. Okay. We'll dumb it down with Nintendo Switch. Has anyone else apart from me got
roaring success, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that cool game which like, it makes you have to snip things. I just don't like the description.
I've not played that one.
Section game.
It's really good. It's really
yeah, good. It's Nintendo's weird cycle of having a hit and then a complete miss.
Yeah.
And then another hit. So it had the Wii.
Yeah.
Wii U. No. Didn't work, and then the Switch again.
I owned a Wii. It was such a stupid console. It really was.
I loved it.
But it was so silly.
How many rounds of bowling did you play?
Yeah, a lot.
Exactly.
Wii Golf. It's great.
Yeah.
It
was great. Tennis.
So after the exploding phone came the Galaxy S8.
Did that explode?
Pretty phone. It's the one that says unbox your phone. It's got a big screen.
Oh yeah.
It's what Samsung.
Good
phones,
ad as well.
Samsung phones look like now.
They did good ads.
It's just crazy. They've recovered from that. Really thinking about it, but then
they solved. I think quite an important sort of problem for them was that just making sure that all of their future phones didn't explode. And once they achieved that...
It's quite a low bar.
Yeah. Mm. Once so they achieved that, they were on the success.
Yeah. They've done well there.
And they are great as well. And it looks different and everyone copied them. And on your essay, have you ever done any sexting?
Yes, and my mum found it and read it, and it was one of the most horrifying moments of my entire life.
So you didn't send it to her accidentally?
No, I didn't think so. But yeah, she just read it out and it was...
Read it out?
Yeah, to me.
To you?
Yeah, to me. Wow. She was like, what's this?
At your wedding? Like,
No.
That'd have been good.
Is that the sexting equivalent of like when you have one cigarette and your parents are like, have 500 cigarettes?
Yeah. Sex to everybody in your contacts book.
Thank you. We are done for the first half.
Wow.
Congrats.
I'm tired. Oof.
Right.
I'm exhausted.
Let's have a quick break and we will be back.
I told everyone that my mum ran out my sex. Why did I do that? I forgot we were being recorded.
More gold in the second 50. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How's everyone feeling about the second 50?
Scared.
Hyped.
Karen?
Tired.
You've probably had your baby by now, so yeah. We're good to go. Snapchat's IPO.
Oh, yeah.
So I was down on it when it happened, and I stand by that. Their stock has kind of rebounded, but it's still much, much lower than expected. And I think I said this to you the other day, Charlotte, but Snapchat should have just sold when Facebook came in with about a ludicrous offer.
What year
in
was
retrospect,
that?
Yeah.
But also, Evan Spiegel made the right decision because he made loads more money by waiting to IPO.
Yeah, he's such a waste of space.
You can't play Snapchat on a Nokia 3310. That was the first.
They brought it back, didn't they?
They brought it back, but it didn't look anything like how it did.
They should have brought the actual one back.
Yeah, why didn't they just do that? People,
that was the first
idiots,
phone I ever
paid.
Had.
Yeah, I would totally have got one of those.
Remember those cool flip phones they had?
Love flip phones.
Like the banana phone.
Yeah,
so we're getting that. The banana phone they've redone, and we're getting that for review soon. But again, it's modelled off the one in the Matrix, but it looks nothing like it.
So
and it's bright yellow.
That's a slide phone,
like an actual banana.
They're actually calling it the banana phone.
Is it actually a banana? Have we established?
So that's rubbish. Do you use Uber Eats?
Yeah,
no. I have.
You do?
Yeah.
I've never used it.
It's good. I mean, I don't know. It's just delivery, isn't it? Just fine.
You get it's quicker. The
McDonald's are on there.
That's the difference, isn't it? McDonald's is the difference.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
it
McDonald's,
is.
Basically.
Just Eat has KFC, which is really annoying. I wish it was on Uber Eats or Deliveroo.
Why can't you use Just Eats?
It's just crap, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't mind Just Eat. I'll use any of the food platforms. You know? Just to get my fix of whatever it is I need.
You've got a minimum spend on Just Eat that's usually like 14 quid.
I know, it's true.
The government's digital strategy.
Okay, yeah. So I have zero recollection of this. I feel like it was essentially an A4 page that was just like, we're going to make digital things better.
Stop
it was
really cars and stuff.
It was quite underwhelming. The best government digital strategy in my lifetime was probably the 2012 digital strategy. That was a great one.
Did that involve
They've all been downhill from that.
Was that on the high after the Olympics?
Anything
was possible.
They set up GDS. Times were good. Now they're not.
Jeremy Wright. Jeremy Wright's going to knock it out of the park.
The 2017 iPad.
Okay.
Do you remember that one? So that was the one after the iPad Air 2.
So was this an iPad that...
It's all right. I think this was the one where it became a lot cheaper.
Memorable iPad.
I think Scott owns this iPad.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think this might have happened when I came back.
Yeah, okay. I lost mine at the airport and then I bought this one and I rate it. Yeah. It's a little bit smaller, it's lighter.
You
it's
like
very nice.
Them all small.
Do you rate Marissa Mayer?
So I think Marissa Mayer got a rough.
Yeah.
She was always
got a rough.
She got a rough deal. She was very heavily criticised for a long time, even though she came into Yahoo at a time when it was already on the downside of its life. She made a few missteps along the way, but she also did the best job she can, and then the data breach happened.
Hopefully it didn't happen on red iPhones. Apple then released some red
ones. Okay, I can talk about that.
There you go, you used to have one.
So,
is this Bono's work?
Yeah, well, it's the product Red, which is like raising funds for AIDS in Africa and HIV. And Apple's been doing this for quite a long time, I think like since 2005 or something like that. Mm. And they've raised like more corporate funding for the program than anyone else. And yeah, basically, just usually happens that after a few months after releasing a phone, they bring out a new one in red.
And then there was a Galaxy Note 8 shortly after that, which
we've already spoken about this.
I think we've covered Galaxy a lot.
Yeah,
now.
But I mean, we obviously talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
And Henry was in charge of picking topics.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of what we're talking about has been B2B.
What do you want to say, Henry? Come on, say a bit.
It's fine. It's like the other one. Didn't explode.
Well, glad we included that.
8 out of 10.
Do you know what? Like, you
I didn't want to listen to every single episode. It was in the title of the episode.
Okay, no, fair enough. Fair enough.
Fine. Work, really. Fine.
Yeah. Did you give it 8 out of 10 because it's got 8 in the title?
Yeah, why not? Big data.
Yeah, no one really says it. No one really says big data anymore. They used to say it, and they used to capitalise the B and
well,
the D.
One of you said it in episode 59. Yeah, so
did they
capitalise
it?
Yeah, big data. They did. Yeah, but
how big is it now?
It's even bigger. It's huge.
I mean,
data.
Will it ever get
absolutely
smaller?
Unit.
It's absolutely massive. This data.
The data is huge.
You would not believe the size of this data.
The number of packs in
people
that absolutely.
People
unit.
Don't say big data now. They just call it AI and pretend.
It's just data now.
Yeah, or just data.
So basically, you don't know.
Whoa.
Sorry, the NES Classic.
What?
Yeah, that was the little Nintendo that you can...
Would you buy one? The little Nintendo?
It was really expensive, wasn't it?
Like 70 quid.
But it wasn't that expensive then.
Somebody used to get score of pay rise.
Yes, right.
You get like 20 or 30 games, plug it in your telly, play a bit of Zelda.
Yeah.
You can use a Raspberry Pi for that.
Raspberry Pi, yeah. Is that like Magnum Pi?
I mean, oh, that's cool.
Let's get Tom Selleck
emulates and stuff, you know.
Yeah, job automation.
Oh yeah, Laurie's about to write a piece. Well, in fact, I'm editing a piece she's written. It's about to go live on TechWorld, so go to techworld.com and read what Laurie wrote.
Yeah, so we can have 20 seconds of like white noise now. Just
I kind of wish my job in this podcast was automated.
Basically,
right now.
I changed my mind on this day today. Some days I think all the jobs are going to be decimated and it's terrible, and then other days I'm like, well, no, we'll probably work it out because I'm a bit of an optimist.
The right jobs are automated.
I don't know. No one actually knows what's going to happen, but it's happening. Whatever it is,
it's probably going to be bad for most of
us. Probably bad for most of humanity. Yeah.
Who remembers WannaCry?
Yes, yeah. the ransomware.
NHS.
Yeah.
The guy 77 NHS Trust saw that affected by this ransomware.
Yeah.
It was really bad because wasn't it like deleting people's operation time? It was like, you know, right?
Yeah, there were some tabloid reports that came out said people died and stuff, but I don't think that actually. Yeah.
It's also a disgrace that the guy that stopped it is currently still on extradition charges.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Marcus something Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Good note like that.
Who remembers when the Cannes Film Festival got angry at Netflix?
Oh yeah, because I was there that year.
What were they angry about?
So they were just
aspect ratios, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was aspect ratios. So they Netflix put 3 films in the competition that year, including Okja.
Oh yes,
which did quite well. And I then liked Okja. They were presenting it in a different aspect ratio to what normal films do, and French film critics who are notoriously snooty about things like this booed. The Netflix films.
Yeah. The HomePod was announced around episode 64. Okay. We actually have 2 over there.
I own one, which I've never plugged in.
You own one?
Yeah.
Really? If you haven't got an iPhone or you don't use Apple Music, then it's a bit tricky.
It seems a bit pointless.
You should buy an iPhone.
Yes, I know. I should.
Well, it's a good-looking thing.
You like them, don't you, Karen? You reviewed?
Yeah, we've reviewed it. It's... You know, you don't have to have Apple Music to use it.
Okay.
But you kind of do need to have bought some music on iTunes.
I think Dan's getting an iPhone, so that'll sort that out.
There you go. The fall of Uber and its CEO.
Oh, God. This was fun when this happened.
Travis Kalanick's eventual demise. Long, long overdue.
So, in the way that the Samsung bounced back from burning phones, Uber, has it really been affected?
Well, I mean, it's been... They've definitely sort of bounced back under Khosrow Shahi, but there's still a lot of fires that he's having to put out. They got their license in London back, but it's only temporary and they're still being watched. And then in New York, they've been capped.
But we all use Uber.
Yeah.
If a monkey takes a selfie, does it own the copyright?
Don't know. No. Is there an answer to that?
It does.
It does own the copyright.
So an artist made a lot... Well, no, a photographer, technically an artist, made a lot of money by giving a monkey his phone and got its toy or your cameras.
I remember that
selfies,
photo, yeah.
And then a court ruled that the monkey actually owns all the royalties.
So did the artist then have to give the money to the monkey?
I believe he had to make some sort of payment to the monkey.
How does that work?
I think one of the details was like they didn't even know which monkey it was, so just all monkeys. Google Glass made a slight return in the B2B space.
Yeah.
And they turned it into an enterprise product,
which
tends to be what happens with... things like Failing this tech. And HoloLens, they're like, oh, we can't sell it to consumers, so we'll just bump up the price and see if people want to use it on
So yeah. that in hospital was learning how to spray paint cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of examples. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it has, there are some uses for it, but it's clearly, I don't know if it's ever going to take off as a mainstream.
No, product. We, I mean, we've got no case studies on it.
No.
The website Snopes, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Snopes.
Facebook, how it was closed it Facebook down? Were looking to put, they were looking to do a deal with Snopes, weren't
so
they?
Snopes is like the fact-checking website.
Yeah, it's still there,
oh,
isn't
yes.
it?
Oh,
yes. Like it didn't close down.
And it got a lot more of attention after the rise of so-called fake news.
And yeah. Trump generally yeah. lying every single day.
And it was basically just a bloke and his wife who it ran was. It. And now there's like a huge,
they
have like
divorce?
A messy divorce.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
And they're arguing over who has rights yeah. for it.
God, I forgot about all. I forgot one. About all of that.
This,
really...
was, this was David Price. He really likes this topic.
Yeah,
he does.
He likes
does.
Messy divorces.
Google's sexism row.
Yes.
After an engineer suggested
guy.
That.
Oh yes, James Dalmore wrote a manifesto claiming that women are biologically less likely to want to go into tech, which is in fact wrong. And actually, women have been systematically excluded from tech from almost exactly the year 1984.
So I read the Unabomber manifesto the other day, just for shits and giggles, and it was more cogent than his manifesto.
I'm sure it actually was. Yeah, I mean, he's just a bit of an idiot. But
how's
Google
he going on? Has he got a new job?
I don't know. Google has
probably
a systemic,
works at Uber, doesn't he?
Probably.
Speaking of which, Uber's new CEO was in episode 70. Can you right. pronounce his surname?
Yeah, Khosrowshahi.
There you go. You've been practicing that in front
yeah.
of the mirror.
That's
you?
Impressive. Of course.
I had to.
We called him like Mr.
We talked
K
about him
at
so
the
much.
Mr. K.
He's done all right.
Yeah, he came from Expedia. He, as I sort of mentioned earlier, he's done quite a good job of just trying to clean the company up a little yeah. bit.
I wouldn't want to join when he joined.
No.
No.
Big task in his hand.
Yeah. He did.
He's done all right though.
I mean, it's okay, well. But he's sort of facing quite a lot of issues around regulators fighting back.
They hired
they
a CFO today and they're going to IPO.
The iPhone X.
Yep. Or yeah.
You reviewed it.
Yeah.
How was it? Pretty good, right?
Well, yeah. But you know what? I use the 8 Plus because yep. I preferred that. But the iPhone 10. I mean, we're about to get
people
a new
buy
£1,000
phones
the iPhone
as well.
10.
That's the big surprise.
Yeah, and that was the thing when it launched. Everyone was like, "Oh my god, it's £1,000!" But now there are loads of phones that are £1,000, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's quite so, scary though.
It's
isn't
been normalised
it? Like
very
quickly.
Yeah, that's mental.
A phone that didn't quite cost £1,000 came out the next month. Sorry, we'll get over this in a bit. Is the Pixel 2 good phone? Yeah. Takes great photos. Google manages to do it with only one lens. Most phone cameras have two now. Hmm. Anyone got a phone?
I remember
two
you.
Cameras?
I remember
phone.
You tweeting.
Got a phone?
I remember you tweeting loads of pictures and they and being quite impressed by them.
Yeah, they are good.
The in low light.
Yeah, low light. Mm. The
Henry's low light
post processing in the software is. Pretty good.
8 out of
10. 8 out of 10. I think we gave it 8 out of 10 because the screen was a bit dodgy. So.
Do you give everything 8 out of 10?
No, sometimes we give less. Blade Runner 2049.
Oh,
bad
yeah.
Bad
yeah.
film. Why?
You didn't like it.
Just overly long and the soundtrack sounded like some guy sitting on a keyboard through a distortion pedal and like compare it to Vangelis and the original. Aww. Yeah, the original aesthetics and the mood of the first one. I thought it just tried to do too much. And also, Jared Leto's character made no sense whatsoever. Like, what was
Jared Leto's characters never make any sense.
But worse than they usually
yeah.
do. Mm.
What do you think of the ending?
Hmm? Oh, it's terrible. All of it.
What do you do when the Wi-Fi goes down?
Get Li-Fi.
Read a book, mate.
Read a book, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Do some cooking.
I mean, we all panic, right, when the Wi-Fi stops working.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go on 4G.
Yeah. You just go on 4G. Yeah.
Unless you want to stream something.
Get out your Wi-Fi and then use that instead.
Yeah. Turn on your Li-Fi lamp and read a book.
Over Wi-Fi on your phone.
On your Kindle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just probably phone up an engineer. Get them to come up.
Yeah. All right. Talk are the worst, don't they? Does anyone know about the Fairphone? The phone made completely fair.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't work, did it?
Didn't work. They are in a lot of trouble now.
What
but
do you
every
mean, yeah, what happened?
So it's a phone, you know, you've heard about them.
No,
every
no.
part is sourced ethically and from like sources that don't have, you know, children in copper mines.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked.
It had two models and sold out completely. I think it's a Dutch company, but they're in big trouble now.
But there is one element of smartphones that basically can't be sourced ethically, isn't there? There's like one material which gets mined.
In the Congo.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, yeah.
Animal Crossing, ever played it?
Oh, David used to go on about this.
Should we just bitch about David for
25
seconds?
I don't know what it was, but he'd be like, oh, yes. You know, Animal Crossing.
It's almost like
it's 1,000 great iPhone games and all of them are Animal Crossing.
I think you become a creature, you go online if the Wi-Fi's not down, and you just like go fishing and hang out.
What, is this David or the game?
Oh, I think the game.
Oh, right,
just
okay.
Imagine it was like Frogger or something.
We love you really, David. We're only joking.
He's on holiday right now, probably playing Animal Crossing.
If you could buy someone a tech gift for Christmas, what would it be?
Sex robot.
No, you said you'd never buy one.
No,
so not for yourself.
Not for myself, no.
No.
Is there anything that you would put in someone's stocking, so to speak?
I think an Echo is a good present.
Yeah, that's
good one.
Well,
Fire Stick as well.
Yeah.
I think we all used to get books and CDs for Christmas, so you just have to buy them ebook. By, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Just download.
Gift cards are awful presents, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah, that's true.
But you can actually gift.
Just give them money. Just give them money.
You can gift a book or whatever.
The iMac Pro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that.
Too powerful? Who needs it?
Well, yeah, it kind of like. Apple announced that they were going to start thinking about pro users a bit better, or creative pros particularly, their sort of traditional market, and they pre-announced the iMac Pro, took like 6 months to bring it out, pre-announced the Mac Pro at the same time.
The trash can.
And that's still not coming out until 2019.
It's like 18 cores.
Well, the Mac Pro is just a disaster, so...
Other disasters include Meltdown and Spectre.
Good names.
Yeah. Can anyone remember the difference between the two?
No. One was AMD and then one was both, or was it the other way around?
These are the chip flaws, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought, wasn't one of them more sort of related to the internet? And the other one was...
I can't remember.
It really screwed with all the chip companies, though. Like, their stocks plummeted because they didn't really have good fixes for it, and the fixes they did issue really slowed the performance of the graphics cards that were out there.
Boo-hoo for Intel.
Don't need a graphics card to play Nintendo Labo. That thing works made of cardboard.
Labo?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a weird name.
So you just make like a...
Sounds like slang for labia. Got Labo. Nintendo Labo.
That's not what I expected you to
Labo
say.
Is it Labo or Labo?
Labo. I don't know.
I mean, either way, no one has ever thought that.
Oh my god.
Well, this is a game for, like, children.
Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry. Right. Even more inappropriate
for... We'll learn about labia someday, won't you?
I haven't been drinking, I
Thanks,
promise.
Nintendo. Open banking. What does that sound like?
Scott loves open banking.
Yeah. What's the most open you can openly. Be when you bank?
We're 6 months in and no one still knows what open banking is, as proved by the fact that everyone's looking at me aimlessly at this point. It just means that you can connect your bank account with a third party to make life easier if you want to, like, apply for a mortgage, and instead of filing out loads of paperwork and sending them loads of receipts, you can just basically give them access.
Cool.
Falcon Heavy.
What was that?
Oh, it's Elon Musk's rocket, wasn't it?
Yeah. Elon Musk's rocket.
Were you impressed by that?
Is this when he sent a Tesla into space?
Is that the one where he sent his? It's a publicity stunt, so I was relatively impressed.
You've gone off Musk, I have to say. You still love him a lot more.
He's a horrible person, isn't he? I used to fancy him because of, like, the money, and then he was a bit weird. But actually, he's just a terrible person.
Pretty impressive, though, that a private company like that can send two rockets.
It is impressive.
With massive subsidies from the American government.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
There you go. Black Panther.
Great film. I really enjoyed it. Awesome. Yeah, I watched it recently for the first time and I thought it was brilliant, and I thought that the costumes were amazing, and I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
You guys seen it?
Yeah, it's great.
I've not seen it. I've not seen any films recently.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget how much buzz there was about that film at the time. There were queues outside cinemas for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a Star Wars movie, so it proved that it was a success.
UK UK porn age checks. Are they necessary?
Did they ever happen?
They haven't happened
they
yet.
They were debated.
We're still talking about
it. I mean, it's not really possible without implementing some sort of huge...
Age would be 18 or something?
I presume, yeah.
Aren't they actually in talks about creating a database for it? I think there's a Vice article where they talked about creating a database with one of the porn companies who are behind. Like,
there's no viable way to do it without doing something really stupid. So just give it up. It's fine. Just whatever.
Cambridge Analytica.
Yep, they're probably... I haven't checked in on those slides recently.
No, but apparently they have... A lot of the founders have set up a new company which basically does the same thing.
Yeah.
Has the fallout for Facebook been enough?
Well, they lost 20% of their share price.
Yeah, they'll bounce back, though.
Yeah.
Like Alan Partridge, they will bounce back.
They will bounce back. They'll have the last laugh.
They very much will. They very much will.
I can't talk about it.
Sorry. Also, I've done it again. The Huawei P20. Good phone.
Yeah? Every time it's just good phone.
Well, yeah. Is it 8 P9? Out of 10?
This is the first P9. I prefer the P9 because it's a funnier name to say.
P9.
P9.
Yeah.
This is the first Huawei we've talked about. Huawei, good?
Yeah, it's good. They're actually... the American government has banned them from selling phones in the US.
Oh. Really?
That is so mental.
Because of the unproven links that they have as a network. It's like equipment provider and sort of safety for US
data. That's silly.
Data.
I quite like Huawei.
Seems pretty mad. Snoozing emails in Gmail. Do you do it?
Yeah, the new Gmail. No. Never done it.
We can't on our work one.
Our administrator.
What's the updated Gmail where if you have a personal account or an account that's been unlocked, you can snooze an email. So
but what does that mean?
You'll go away and then you'll get a notification again reminding you. Okay.
But just deal with your emails.
I just unread a lot of emails.
Just leave them in it. Yeah.
Me and Tamlin are like inbox ridiculous. No, like, you're worse than me.
25,000 unreads.
Yeah, 16,000.
Delete, respond, or file.
Microsoft Build. What happened?
I mean, it's just a conference, isn't it? Yeah, it's a developer conference.
It is.
Build was where Nadella came out with his latest sort of tagline for the company, which was that bots are the new apps. But that never happened.
No.
That never happened. No. Like, he was basically like Cortana and voice assistants are going to replace apps as like the main user interface, but that has yet to come true.
Literally, one of the analytics tools, like how to disable Cortana, is like always one of the key terms.
Hacker pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a bit too long to summarise in 30 seconds or
24. Well,
bunch of guys in Nigeria affiliated to a campus fraternity cult were hacking people, giving money to ships' crews.
Yep.
And getting away with it.
The shipping industry, can you hack it?
Yes, you can.
Let's just laugh for 5 seconds about that. The digital afterlife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the company where if you wanted to upload your brain to the cloud, you could, but you have to be dead. Die.
And also, the science is unproven.
It has to kill you.
Sounds
you
good.
You can't already be dead. It has to kill you.
It's quite scary, though, what happens when you die. Like, as in, I got a little message on Skype the other day that was like, wish Uncle John happy birthday. And I was like, he's been dead for about 2 or 3 years now, which is a bit weird. You're like, should I be able to tell Skype? Please don't remind me about my dead uncle.
Yeah. Do you delete your dead relatives from Facebook?
Yeah.
Can you do it on iOS 12?
What, delete dead
relatives?
Well,
relatives? I mean, just in general, iOS 12, what happens?
iOS 12. Well, yeah, it's... oh, my God.
Coming out September?
Yeah, coming out end of September, probably. And I'm just so caught up in deleting dead relatives.
I remember David talking about it, and, like, the most exciting thing is the fact that it, like, basically goes grey at night. And I was like, that's just...
It's not...
Don't we all, mate? Don't we all?
Not that an exciting upgrade. Who likes Hawkeye?
It's in the sport.
I'm all for it.
Which sport do you prefer Hawkeye in?
Well, I see it in cricket, you know, where you can see.
It's and like, tennis.
Yeah,
you know,
tennis they have
line.
It. Yeah.
Flying balls in golf. They used it a bit in the World Cup for goal line technology.
I like it, though. No, obviously, with the football, that sort of, it's like debatable. People like it, people don't. But I think with cricket and tennis, I like it. I think it adds to the game.
UK tech company.
Dance.
UK tech company success story.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I've done it again. BlackBerry.
Henry's love affair with BlackBerry starts here. Go.
Do you know what? I still know...
Great bunch of lads.
I still have quite a few friends that use BlackBerry, but they all work for the government.
I was going to say, Scott, you said they all work for banks or government.
Yeah, right? Shout out Christina Largo.
Oh, yeah.
CIO Asia editor. She uses
recently
BlackBerry.
Bought a BlackBerry.
They just brought out a new one, which also has a keyboard, didn't they?
Yeah. Do you remember people used to call them CrackBerries?
Because you couldn't stop using them.
Oh, yeah. They were used in the riots.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
BBM up in Tottenham.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone played Fortnite?
No.
I wish I could say. I have young people cousins addicted, that play a hell of a lot of Fortnite. Yeah.
I don't know. I know that some people play it. Lots of people play it. Don't I remember know anything about it.
Is that dance craze something to do with Fortnite?
That came. The floss came from
the floss.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Isn't the game itself big money now? Like people playing competitions and stuff.
Oh yes, yeah. It's huge money. I remember asking Sean, who's one of our games writers here, whether it's going to stick, and he was like, "No, it'll die."
Oh. Elon Musk's metal cave tube.
Hyperloop. Yeah.
No.
I was actually referring to the when he tried to rescue the Thai boys.
The Thai boys.
I thought about the Hyperloop.
And then he accused that bloke of being a pedo.
Because he questioned how useful it was. That he was like, you know how you don't really need this, but I've invented it anyway, so do you want it? And then
thanks
like,
for bringing
really, no.
your weird little submarine, Elon, but we don't need it, we're going to save them anyway.
And then he was like,
actually,
it won't work either.
Musk's very grown up response was, he's a pedophile.
Yeah, he's on acid though. So.
Facebook's recent market value.
Obviously their share price dropped by 20%. Couldn't happen to a nice company. I mean, I guess they'll probably try and figure out how else they can monetize us, essentially. So it'll probably just lead to even more lack of privacy.
But it wasn't actually them losing money, right? It's just the theoretical price. Value.
Well, no, their costs went up because they're throwing more money at trying to cut down on fake news.
Censoring random stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Amazon worker rights.
They don't really have any, do they?
Yeah.
No.
No, not really.
It's been quite bad.
Yeah. This isn't really a bouncy topic, is it?
No.
Tamlin, you wrote something recently about this.
Well, there was a video that went viral recently of a warehouse worker in the States living near one of their fulfillment centres who was like living in her car. People who are like really ill or sick are getting like nasty messages saying come back to work and basically you should boycott Amazon because they're bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So don't advertise with us, do they?
I hope not. Apple banning InfoWars.
Oh yeah.
Kind of started every other company following suit.
Yeah,
Well, not every company.
Not quite.
Hashtag not
but
all
Apple's
companies.
Generally pretty good at sort of leading the way morally, or at least presenting itself to.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Still on the App Store though.
It's still in the App Store.
Yeah, because
with the same content.
I think it.
Different rules for different mediums.
Yeah.
Apparently, but they might change their they might change their regulations for the App Store as a result.
99, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
You guys are really hyped about it.
Yeah. Really hyped.
Why? I just need to try and find.
What is it?
Cowboy game.
Yeah, cowboy game.
Shooty, shooty, stabby, stabby.
Yeah, it's Grand Theft Auto, but in the West.
Yeah, okay. I actually want to play it, having heard the chat about it the other week.
I just need to like contract a disease that will mean that I have to stay at home from work, but also that I feel well enough to play a video game.
Yeah.
Fall off a horse, be appropriate.
Yeah.
That is 99. You've done it.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm proud of us all.
Yeah. That wasn't as bad as I thought.
No.
Yeah, although my hands are really sweaty.
Got the final words in, fall off a horse.
Yeah. Which we have not in the past
50
minutes.
I was going to try and say about Facebook that they're probably going to try and monetize WhatsApp further, which means they'll probably undermine how secure WhatsApp is. So you should probably start trying to use
WhatsApp. You can't stop, can you?
Funnily enough, episode 100, I was actually going to ask the table, what do you all think the next big tech topics are for the rest of the year?
Ooh. That is a very good question.
More hacks.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Meaningless hacks.
I would keep an eye on. I would definitely keep an eye on WhatsApp because there's also been some discussion about how the co-founder resigned in protest about. I can't remember exactly what around privacy. But it turns out they sort of didn't really resign and they're still there. And actually, basically I don't really trust how Facebook is using their WhatsApp data. And I suspect that the two things are meant to be kind of like separated completely, but I suspect that they're going to start using it. So maybe download Signal or something like that and use that instead.
I'm still quite surprised that the Me Too movement hasn't hit a major figure in the technology industry.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Because it kind of brushed with it, right, with the kind of things that Travis Kalanick was accused of at least facilitating.
Yeah, there were some bloggers and there were some accusations, but no one's really been sort of taken down by it.
Yeah.
Okay. That could still happen.
Do you think that's just because of the media not really sort of seeing tech as celebrity?
No, I think there's plenty of tech journalists that would love to break that story,
whether
they're a little bit more insulated.
I mean, is it possible, I'm saying this, definitely not something I think. Is it possible that perhaps there haven't been that many sexual assaults by very senior tech figures?
It's very possible.
Statistically, not very.
I mean, statistically, it's very unlikely, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have to ask that to play devil's advocate. But yeah, I mean,
I suppose
that's
what a lot of people thought about the film industry.
Yeah, but it turns out actually, completely right. The issue is that essentially where you get the combination of, it's basically all about power, right? So I suspect strongly that there will be some senior tech execs that have abused that power at some point. Who they are, I don't know, and the extent of it, I don't either, but I'm sure that there are stories out there.
Anything more fun we want to end on?
Elon Musk will probably call someone else a pedo.
He will. Yeah. Elon Musk will carry on being Elon Musk.
Recently, the downfall of Musk is obviously ongoing.
So his recent scandal is that he worked out if he was to take Tesla private, it would be $419 a share, right?
Yeah.
So he just put it up to $420 because he thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's now being investigated by the SEC.
He's now being investigated for fraud.
I strongly suspect.
And he tweeted that while he was high.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk ends in some sort of serious trouble with some sort of authority by the end of this year.
I'm fed up with
Grimes and Musk
about him.
Unfollowed each other on
social. Yeah, I saw that too. Big news.
So that's the beginning of the end. There you go. Yeah. So Elon Musk might have some sort of downfall.
Also, we've got two awesome games coming out this year in Red Dead and Last of Us 2.
Mm-hmm. Last of Us 2.
So that's, yeah, that's to look forward to.
A couple of sequels.
Yeah.
iPhone sequel.
Yeah, new iPhones, new Macs. We're hoping for like new MacBooks, like I said earlier, and the iMac, and even the Mac Mini, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Tons of stuff in
I'm
September.
I'm going to Dreamforce again.
Mm-hmm. Are you? Which band have they got this year?
Don't know yet.
What do we reckon?
Don't know.
Who would you want? You want Tay Tay, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Did you see how good she looked at the VMAs last night?
Sorry?
She looked fire at the VMAs last night.
I did not watch the VMAs.
No. Since got a photo. Yeah. I think Li-Fi is really going to kick off this year.
It's been your prediction for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I know. For the last 3 years.
If you keep predicting it, though, it's finally going to come true.
It's going to happen.
I don't know if I believe Li-Fi.
Get your shares.
I just don't know if I believe it. I feel like it
exists.
Everywhere. I know.
Visible light waves. They exist.
I think
they're visible.
Maybe that will happen. I think definitely you'll see the slow continuing creep in advancement of AI and what it's capable of doing.
What about 5G?
I might get a new phone.
5G?
5G is 2020, isn't it? But they're trying to get all everything's
driverless
set up.
It's probably going to be a while till smartphones can take advantage of 5G, but like actual networks can sort of start to open it up.
Yep.
But it's weird that it can't really be defined, right?
Because it's not really a
4G
thing.
Is broadly the signal, whereas 5G is more of like a huge mesh of everything.
All encompassing definition. It's not really a thing.
Which G are you most looking forward to? 6?
Charlotte G.
Yeah.
Charlotte G. Good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, we're going to wind it up now. Thank you. You're all going to pretend you didn't enjoy this, but wasn't this great?
Yeah, it was great.
If you, that's listener, made said. It to the end.
We didn't talk to each other when
we
made
it through. To episode 100, but also made it to the end of this, then thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening, genuinely. Tell your friends, you clearly haven't, judging by the statistics I view every week. But thanks for listening, and we'll be back for 101, I believe. Charlotte's off.
Oh, Charlotte.
See you later, Charlotte.
Bye.
Bye, Charlotte.
Right. It's been lovely.
But yeah, thanks a lot, and cheers, guys.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.